opts for nuclear power at the Olympics. The U.S. tops the Swiss 3-1 in men's hockey. Woohoo! But Lindsay Jacobellis disqualified in snowboarding for the women's team. Toyota buried in an avalanche of lawsuits. And a couple of plants shut down for at least 4 days. Sadly, our friends in Georgetown, Kentucky, will be watching some tube or hanging out with family as they'll be furloughed for at least those 4 days as Toyota tries to figure it all out. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, captaining the ship called America tonight. Some interesting waters that we're going to navigate through during this hour. Right at the top, I thought it'd be funny to let you hear one of the lighter things that happened to Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, on the road again, where she was asked a question about Sarah Palin possibly becoming president. So for your lighter moment, here it is.
As a Democrat, and I assume a relatively liberal person, does the prospect of Sarah Palin one day becoming president maybe terrify you? And if so, would you consider immigrating to Canada or possibly even Russia in the event of this happening?
Well, the short answer is no. I will not be immigrating. I will be visiting as often as I can. You know, our political seasons never end. It is part of the American political environment that people are always speculating on who will run for president and who will become president. And I've gone through that experience personally, so I'm very well acquainted with it. But I'm not going to speculate on who might or might not be nominated by the Republicans. I am very proud to support Barack Obama, and I will continue to support Barack Obama.
All right, the brilliance of Clinton is she is a true politician. Notice how she danced around the question. She never truly answered the question, what if Sarah Palin became president? But she did have fun with the question. Speaking of support behind Barack Obama, Mrs. Clinton might say that she has her support in that direction. But according to a new CNN poll, 52% of Americans say Obama doesn't deserve re-election in 2012. That's a pretty high number. 2012 is a long ways away, I think, and a lot can happen in between now and then. So if the economy in particular flips around in the right direction and more Americans are back to work and feeling good, who knows? And who knows who the opponent ultimately would be? At this point, people are frustrated with the obvious things that we've been talking about the past year and a half, whether it's health care reform and now the issue of the legislation, or is there bipartisan cooperation, higher taxes, losses of jobs, the logjam in Washington. And the biggest thing of all that got under everybody's skin is the whole thing with the bankers and the big bailouts and then throwing it back in the middle class faces by dancing around and celebrating over the big bonuses. That is something you just can't take back. But back to the CNN poll. So 52% say he doesn't deserve to be reelected. But if we break the numbers down a little bit further, 44% of all Americans say they would vote to reelect the president in 2.5 years, less than the select majority who said they prefer to elect somebody else. But it's pretty nip and tuck at this point. You know, there's always a 4-point margin and all that sort of stuff. Since that election is down the road, it's really more the elections in front of us that are big. The Republicans are hoping they're going to be able to take advantage of what's going on in the Beltway and what's perceived as the weakness among so many of the Democrats and the Tea Party is bubbling up. Since there's not a lot of options, it's one party or the other party. The independents, how many can you name? Oh, Joe Lieberman. So independents, it's just not a strong enough core. Doesn't mean that there isn't somebody that could run on an independent label, I'll call it, in your neck of the woods, but I've gone through the candidates and I haven't found anyone. It's either Republican or Democrat. But change is in the air, only it's not the change that this president was talking about when he was running. And after this year and a month, it's been certainly tough. And it's been tough on Americans. People are more frustrated. I've said this before. I don't want to sound like a broken record. I can see people on soapboxes everywhere, not just reacting on this show, but other shows, just in general conversation. All of you have those conversations. You know what I mean. In the barber shop, when you're going to get your groceries, grabbing your cleaning, whatever you're doing. Let's go to Don right here at the top in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Well, he went up 10 points in my poll.
He went up 10 points because of the nuclear power?
How'd you guess? Hey, come with cheer. The guy did something right.
I did. That is exactly what I said. I said it at the top. He opts for the nuclear power, pumping in the $8 billion. You and I have talked about this. We've had people on the show in the years that you've called America Tonight. We've talked about the French and how successfully they've done it and why people are so freaked out about reactors. But really, this should have been done before. This is a smart move. I agree. The two plants in Georgia.
Yeah, like 30 years ago when they brought out a freaky film. Oh, it's going to go through the core of the earth and explode the earth.
Right.
They have an accident. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, okay. They have a I have this really cool story I got to tell you something I heard about. But I guess he said it's $8 billion to build this one down in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm thinking, I don't know if that's how much they cost to build or whatever, but now how many did I say? I wanted 100, so that would be $800 billion. Is that right?
That's right.
And that's less than the Stinger was passed as they spent. You know, and look how many people jobs there would be building those things, you know, and people running them. And of course, you've got to have massive, you know, you have to have massive security for them, you know. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, you'd hate to see somebody try to use them as a terrorist target or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
But, you know, so you definitely have to have a lot of security to it. But anyway, though, the other thing you heard about the big fish that caught over in Pakistan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We talked about that. The Taliban leader, I mean, he's the second in command, really. He probably knows where Osama bin Laden is.
Man, the dude's a bit dead in the mountain, Kate. I told you that years ago.
Well, then he knows where the body is.
but check it out, Kate, though. That, you know, my first thought when they said the Pakistanis had him, I said, thank gosh. I said, oh, my God. I said, you know what? The Pakistanis will torture that dude, like, interrogate him like you would not believe. I said, if we get our interrogation, you know what that amounts to, right? Thanks to our wonderful liberals. You know, is your seat soft enough for you? Is your coffee warm enough? Okay. You want to answer our questions? No? Oh, okay. Well, we interrogated you. Thank you. So I'm glad the Pakistanis have him, and let's see what there's a lot of people involved with the Taliban, I'm sure, you know.
Oh, yeah, so. But I agree with you, and thanks, Don, and I said this in our last show. They're going to be able to torture him, and that's what they're going to do. He's probably already missing three teeth, maybe a finger or two. And, you know, your joke about that is right on. The intelligence guys for the U.S. helped in tracking them down, but the Pakistanis are doing the questioning for the most part. Hang with us. Reaction from environmental groups next.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Do you think we're crawling around Bourbon Street? Fat Tuesday is coming and going. Still celebrating in the Big Easy. I don't know how many of you have ever been down to New Orleans, but that's probably one of the rowdiest times that I've ever had in my life. Not that I did anything wrong, mind you. I was good. I was the one who had to take charge of everyone else, okay? Let me make that clear. Wasn't it Audrey Hepburn that said, "I love people who make me laugh. I honestly think it's the thing I like most to laugh. It cures a multitude of ills." You want to laugh? You go down to any part of Mardi Gras. It's just filled with parades, crazy people. I mean, all of us know what happens. Lifting up the shirt to get the beads. I never understood that. Just give me the beads. Why do we have to lift up the shirt? Of course, Matt Johnson might disagree with that. He might like what happens in the Big Easy, as many, many a young guy does.
Yeah, when baby.
They go down there and party. Any guy that you talk to, I don't care. I mean, seriously. That's the first thing they will tell you about the balconies and the women and the beads. In that order, I'm telling you. Balconies, women, beads, just like that. But I guess that all was well and have a lot of incidents, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing because more money gets pumped into the economy down there. Still, you really, New Orleans is just not what it used to be. And you can thank that on Hurricane Katrina and the reaction afterwards and people who frankly left and decided, "I'm not going back. There's no more opportunity there for me." There are a lot of families that ended up in much better situations in other parts of the country. Even Texas, a lot of people went to Houston. A lot of people went to Dallas, not too far away, to hang with relatives or friends. And then they decided to stay. That Ninth Ward still looks like a battle zone in a big chunk of that area. All right, we were talking about the president opting for nuclear reactor plant in Georgia, actually two of them, and ponying up the coin for it, too. You can imagine environmental groups have to be incredibly upset over the president's decision to do that. He did talk about the opposition, I think, in some of the stuff that he said, but said that the clean, safe nuclear power was environmentally preferable to burning coal in outdated plants. And I am stunned. I've talked about nuclear power a lot. So you got conservation groups who, once again, are just not going to be thrilled with this. Because besides the nuclear power plant thing, you've got the offshore oil and gas drilling, and that's completely opposite of what people that are part of Greenpeace, for example, don't want to be near. They want nothing to do with it and didn't believe that the president was going to go in that direction. They were all about the climate bill and all that sort of stuff. In fact, I read a quote from Jim Riccio, and he's an analyst for Greenpeace. He said, "We're not really seeing anything but drawbacks to another corporate bailout that gives new meaning to the phrase toxic asset. It is a dirty and dangerous distraction from the clean energy future the president promised America." So there's some reaction to the $8 bill plus for nuclear power plant, actually going to be two of them, in Georgia. Dana's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana, how have you been?
Well, I'm okay. How have you been, Kate?
Good. What's on your mind?
So many things. I wanted to start with, I'm sad. You heard about Charlie Wilson passing away last Wednesday, I guess.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. And people who didn't know Charlie Wilson and the greatness of Charlie Wilson, because he fought against the machine, he was Good Time Charlie, but I think everybody knew who he was after that movie.
Yeah, and remember I stated I was going to try and get him the Nobel Peace Prize, and I'm still going to look into it. I tried to get a hold of him as best I could, trying to research that out to make sure it would be okay, because I know he had bad health. He had to have a heart transplant in September 2000 out at MD Anderson in Houston. So he didn't have the best of health. But I'm going to see if there's posthumously, if that can be awarded. I can't remember if Mother Teresa got hers while she was alive or if it was after she died. So I'm going to look into that. But you were talking about bankers earlier in the banking industry and your bailout. Well, I had become a victim of a predatory mortgage servicing company. Its name is Ocwen, O-C-W-E-N. And if you do the search on the Internet, you will see, my, oh, my, how they have treated mortgagees. They've got a massive lawsuit still pending all the way back to 2002. Now, I've never been late. I've never missed a payment, and you just wouldn't believe the crap I have been going through the last month because of trying to get a modification. And I can give you a history of it if you want. I can send it to you. But what I'm wanting to see, if it would be possible, if people that are listening have been a victim of Ocwen, or they know someone that has and they've ended up losing their house and they've really jerked them around, they wanted me to perjure myself and file a statement of representation as to why I need this modification. And it was nothing but lies, and it was nothing in the form of a forbearance. There's two steps I'm learning to a modification. There's the trial period where they lower you your payments and you sign this muggle debunk that in application it's actual forbearance.
Right.
And then they decide from there, and you could go beyond the three trial payments or whatever and keep paying that lower payment for months on end before they finally decide if you get the modification. And if you don't get the modification, then, of course, they go back and they want all that difference in all those month payments between your regular mortgage agreement and what this trial period payment was. And then, of course, if you can't cough that up, then you move automatically into foreclosure. Now, this whole thing, I can send you if you want a copy of these documents.
Yeah, send me that, because I've talked to other people that have found themselves in the same predicament, actually, that you're in with others, fraudulent companies, that with some of the practices,
well,
and you don't know.
the thing about this with Auckland is they have gotten the blessing of Freddie Mac, and Freddie Mac has given them all the modifications. Ain't that a thing?
Mm.
Now, what I'm asking is if people listening are aware of this company directly, indirectly, friends, whatever, do you think maybe I could hear from them? Do you think maybe they could email me at my email address and let me know their situations? Because Auckland doesn't do real well in lawsuits in Texas. The judges down here do not like the way they trump on people. And I want to see how many people I can get together for another class action suit, maybe even nationwide or people in other states. Just let me know. Do you
all
think
right,
we
so can let's throw out your email address. That's fine. Throw out the we've had people on the show talking about mortgage fraud. So throw it out, Dana.
It's Nuked. N is Nancy. U K E D is David. Boomer. B O O M E R. Nuked Boomer. All one word at hotmail.com.
All right, send us your stuff so we can play along with you. And by the way, we're almost up against it. I got to interrupt you here, but you were talking about the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know if anybody. I'm going back to that for a second because it's gnawing at me. I don't know if anyone's. I think there have been some scientists that have gotten it after they've died, but Mother Teresa got it long before she died. She got it in 79, and she died in 1997. So I don't know about the Charlie Wilson thing. You got to keep us posted on that too. Again, pay attention to what Dan is saying, because we have had experts on the show with the mortgage fraud thing. She's not the only one going through that. So if you want to email her, please do that. Thanks for the call, because it is tricky. It is tricky what's happening to especially people that are on a fixed income, people who are retired. They've been the victims of so much of that with companies that in what they're doing, reworking the mortgages, or just companies that aren't legitimate when people get in trouble sometimes with the mortgages. I just talked to a woman today about that, where she was sending in payments, but they weren't paying her mortgage, and it was a flyer she'd gotten in the mail a couple of times over and over again. Anytime you get anything like that in the mail, you got to make a few phone calls and check it out before you jump on onto that company, especially if they're trying to solve your problem and trying to help you with your debt. You got to be careful. There are people that would use that as a scam. It's the perfect way to get at someone's money. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Get $1,000 in free groceries for only $4.90. It's true. The National Grocery Relief Program is now available to you. Consumer Advocate Response, in cooperation with the National Grocery Relief Program, is conducting surveys in your area for a limited time. Simply call their toll-free number to get your free $1,000 National Grocery Relief Program sent out to you today. This limited-time offer is completely confidential, and there's no restriction on what groceries you can get. That means with your $1,000, you can buy any of your favorite products in the grocery store. Call now and get your $1,000 worth of groceries free. Participation is limited, so call now. 1-800-554-9306. That's 1-800-554-9306. It's easy and completely confidential. Claim your relief package today. 1-800-554-9306.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
That piece of music. This is America Tonight. If you're flipping around, listen to the guy who's talking about spaceships and everything else. You are locked into a show that occasionally talks about spaceships. We're talking about the Olympics right now. Germany has the most medals, 9. USA with 8. France with 7. Tomorrow on our next show, we're going to talk to Dr. Tom Hackett. He is the physician for the snowboarders, and we're going to find out about the injuries and things that have happened along the way, and also the competition, like Lindsay Jacobellis, who was eliminated in the semis. So here's this cute blonde girl who just everybody fell in love with her, and she was hot-dogging it in the last Olympics and would have gotten the gold. She ended up with the silver, but with this kind of crazy move she made at the end, she was passed up and ended up in second place. Easily, she was had the gold. So now this time, she was asked a ton about that. So now this time, there were expectations of gold, and that's not happening. She was disqualified. So we'll talk to him about the personalities of the men and the women on the team and the injuries. Can't wait for that, as he is in Vancouver. We move from that story to the U.S. hockey team. They stopped the Swiss. I mentioned this in my intro at the top of the hour. 3-1 was the final score. And, hey, they needed an opening win. There's no doubt about it, okay? It's a very young team. But I saw a little bit of the game. You know, it wasn't – it was it's always exciting when they win, okay? I'm going to take any U.S. win, period. Just keep adding them up. And to win in the opener was good. You had Bobby Ryan nailing one in pretty late in the first period. And you had a couple of goals in the second. And this is, and I didn't realize this, but these guys on the ice are actually the youngest of all American hockey players since the NHL started supplying some of the on-ice talent for the games back in, I guess, Japan, right, in Nagano back in 1998. And their average age is around 26, 27. But they come up with a first win, so that's good. Maybe they were a little bit, you know, they had to settle down a little bit. Some of the guys, when they were interviewed afterwards, said that they were kind of had, not, I don't know if nerves is the right thing, but just they said they were a little jittery. So it's fair to say they were a little bit jittery. What are the U.S. chances to reach the podium? What are the chances? I'd love to see the U.S. get a medal. Nobody's really predicting a medal for, I shouldn't say nobody, but most people aren't predicting a medal for the U.S. They're talking about the Russians, which they should be. The Russians are incredibly loaded with top-tier talent, above, way above the age of 27 in most cases. And then what about the Canadians? You can't completely, I think, count out the Canadians or the Czechs. I think the hockey's going to be fun. I'm really starting to get into the hockey side of this whole thing. And, of course, the U.S. captain is a guy that I know and I like, Jamie Langenbrunner. So we'll see. This is interesting. This is the tournament that's actually now held on an NHL-sized rink as opposed to what we – I know I talked about this on a sports show I did, what they used to have, those really big Olympic surfaces that made it completely ridiculous. So I'm glad that that's – now what they skate on in the NHL, a lot smaller in some of those areas that were so wide open. It was ridiculous. Matt, you've been watching what's going on with the hockey. It's, I think it's fun to watch. You and I sat off the air, you and I were talking about this, and you said you were disappointed that they didn't score more.
Yeah, just because Switzerland's not a strong team. It's not, you know, one of the big powerhouses are obviously Russia and Canada, and then probably Finland, Sweden, and the U.S., and you have these other squads like Germany, Latvia, I guess Slovakia and the Czechs are pretty decent too, but Switzerland, you don't think of great hockey prowess, you know. So they have a good goalie in Hiller. I think he plays for the Ducks. It's pretty strong, so that's probably why they only got the three goals, but I would like to see them get a couple more and actually get the shutout too. But, you know, you take what you can get. They got the win. That's all that matters.
That's true. They got the win. You know what's interesting? They got the win, as we were talking about, 3-1. The women, 13-0 over the Russian broads.
Right. And there's when was it? I think it was Sunday. I was sitting around watching the Olympics and some other games that were on, too. And my buddy texted me. He said, turn on whatever it was, CNBC, I think. And I go there, and I look at the score, and it's the Canadian women, 18, and Slovakian women, 0. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I feel so bad for them.
No kidding. That's awful.
Yeah, that's just so demoralizing.
No kidding. I mean, you know, in the final period, the Americans, they were blowing them out so bad, they probably did feel, you know, like, hey, let's just kind of go easy on this situation. They took just a couple of shots, two shots, in the final period, so they didn't want to make it more humiliating for the poor Russian team.
Yeah, it's quite a way to ruin a goalie's confidence, though.
No kidding. Oh, you're just, I mean, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's when the kids start off and they're in bantam and then they move their way up through the ranks hockey-wise, and you know you're from Minnesota, and they first lace up those skates, and they're just trying to go. That's when you put somebody in the net, and they can barely stand up, and the pads are too big. It almost reminded me of that. It was sad.
Fortunately, I never played goalie.
I never did.
I remember, I think it was Pee Wee's, my coach. Our two goaltenders were out, and he was looking for volunteers, and I played a mixture of defense, forward, whatever, mostly defense. And he kind of looked at me. He's like, oh, you're pretty good at defense. Maybe you'd be good at goal. And I was like, oh, no, buddy. I'm not playing goalie. We don't want that at all. So finally someone else volunteered for it. But I was not about ready to strap on the pads and get in there and have pucks thrown at me.
Yeah, that's a sucker spot. If you're really good, if you're the star, you're the stud, you've got all the moves, yeah, different thing. But if you're not used to playing that spot and you're a winger, you're better on defense, whatever, you don't want to be the victim.
Right. My best friend actually growing up was a goaltender, though, so I know what it's like to live through his eyes a little bit and all the pads he had to wear and the bruises he would get. Not fun. Not for me.
No. I know. No. Growing up with an uncle who played hockey, I know all about that. I don't know how he took the shots that he took at the time, especially because they just had the plastic over their face. They didn't have those great helmets that the goaltenders now have, where they spend like $25,000 on their headgear. It's crazy. And some of it's really cool to see. It almost looks like not the motorcycle helmet, but just, maybe. It's just a helmet. It's truly a helmet that they wear, which is smart, because it's ridiculous the injuries that they used to have. Some of not that they don't have any, but the old-time goaltenders, what would happen to them with just that little piece of plastic in front of their face. By the way, this was a good thing that came out of the Olympics, because people were worried about this. Lindsey Vonn's husband is saying there's no question at all she's going to compete in Wednesday's Olympics, the downhill, even though her bruised right shin kind of had a little bit of a setback in training. That's absolutely great news for the American team, because I mean, she's one of the stars. She still has the possibility of reeling it in. Speaking of the Olympics in Vancouver, let's go to another part of Canada and visit with Al. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. An American named Brian Wilson just won a bronze or a silver. It might even been a gold in snowboarding or downhill moguls or slalom or something like that. Shouldn't Brian Wilson be in the Summer Olympics?
But up, bump! You're thinking that you're making reference to the Beach Boys.
He looks pretty good. He looks pretty good for. He's a day older than God, and he looks pretty bad. I hope I look good on that. I'm 75. But you know, basketball is the NBA is. Would you call that a winter sport or a summer sport? The NBA is played in the wintertime, right? The National Basketball Association, they play in the wintertime, right?
Well, winter and spring.
Well, they start in the winter anyway. But
right,
they play most of the season in the wintertime, right?
Sure.
NBA. Okay.
Sure.
Now, the basketball is an event at the Summer Olympics, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I think hockey should be at the Summer Olympics too, because what happens if, say the you know the Vancouver Knuckleheads, right? They've mm-hmm. got the Olsen twins playing for them. What's their name? Those two twins from Sweden.
Yes, I think you're talking about. Yeah.
Sedin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what happens if they get a broken leg? Vancouver is screwed now. Whereas if they had a broken leg in July, they'd have 2 months before training camp starts, and they could recover. I think it's nuts to have if basketball can be at the Summer Olympics, why can't hockey? You know, because
there's no way they would ever move that to that has traditionally always been a winter sport, and
so
then you get
basketball.
The hockey. Right, but it's not the same thing. I mean, it's played on the ice, and you're never going to convince them of doing that. Never.
But up here where I live in the Great White North, they play hockey 24/7, 365.
That's right.
It's an all-year sport. I mean, you can play hockey in the middle of August here, at an artificial rink. Do they have a lot? They don't have very many artificial rinks in Texas, do they? Like hockey rinks that have artificial.
No,
ice,
actually
right?
They do, because of the Dallas Stars wanting to have a lot of interest. There are a ton of ice rinks and a ton of guys that play hockey, shockingly.
And are there a lot of kids that play rollerblade hockey? Like,
yeah.
On inline,
mm-hmm.
whatever the hell you call those things. And also, Kate, could you tell me, where the heck is Ithaca, New York, where Cornell University is? The reason I ask is that our head coach from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders went down to Ole Miss. There's a university, the University of Mississippi near, well, there's only one city in Mississippi, isn't there? Just Jackson, right?
No, there's other cities in Mississippi.
I looked on my atlas for about 10 minutes, and I couldn't find. Where the hell is Ithaca, New York?
Ithaca, New York is in northern New York. In fact, we have people that listen to us up there. So it's in the northern part of New York. If you look at the very utmost top part of the state, you'll be able to find it. Thanks, Al. Coming back with more Olympic notes on the flip side.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. for a free, no obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Tonight for Al and some of the other people listening, some of you have a very wicked sense of humor at times, but like every amateur comedian, there are moments when you get on the big stage and it just doesn't work. So here's the new scoop. Can we have the rim shot, please, Mr. Matt? Can we hear the rim shot? That means that was funny. Oh, you hear the rim shot, you should feel good. Pat yourself on the back. That was a funny moment. Because I have my hands tied. I just got to tell you guys. I was just beat down into submission by the folks behind the machine known as America Tonight, and there are a lot of them. So if you get the rim shot, and, you know, the gatekeeper is mad. If you get the rim shot, that was funny. It was good. It worked. If you get the I don't even know if we have them available. Oh, thank you. Hear that? That's not just for camping. That means it just didn't work. The one-liner didn't work, or the build-up to the joke, the punchline. And trust me, I can sympathize because I am the worst joke teller in the world, and I know when I nail it. I know if I've nailed a joke or when I'm just completely blown it. And that's what you'll hear. Anybody listening, any part of the world, Christina in Sweden, JoJo and the rest of the gang. In Spain. I'd love to hear the translation of America Tonight, by the way, in Spanish. But if you call and you make a good joke, boom, you get a solid. You get that rim shot if we're quick enough on the trigger. If not, we could give you it post-call. We'll make sure you get it. But then otherwise you get the crickets. I wanted to finish up on the whole medal thing. The Germans are ahead total medal count. The Americans second with 8 medals. So you're up to date if you're really keeping score of such things. Seth Westcott with a gold. That, of course, is moguls. Hannah Carney from the U.S. with a gold. Remember, she had the hole in her ski because of the rocks that were exposed. But she still went on to get the gold, and she gets a gold medal. They were the two in the gold category, which was nice. Apollo Anton Ono, he came away with a silver, and he was pumped. Johnny Spillane from the U.S. also with a silver. So it was nice to see a couple of, a couple of those results. And for Spillane, we were talking about the Nordic combined that he got, and that's a timing thing. So that's a pretty big one. That's honorable, I would say. A couple of others worth mentioning here quickly. I'll do that in the medal count since you have the overall total for the Americans. Bodie Miller comes up with the bronze, the partying man, Bodie Miller. That's a good thing. And then you had Shannon Barkey from the U.S. with bronze, Byron Wilson, who was just mentioned by Al, and he got a bronze medal, and John Selesky from the U.S. got a bronze medal. And the joke about Wilson was kind of funny. And in Wilson's case, he was trying to figure out what it was, and he got a medal in the men's moguls, the freestyle skiing. How they do that, I have no clue. I've gone in my day a few times, I've gone over a few moguls, but certainly not. I mentioned this the other night, certainly nothing like that. And when I see the speed and I look at the times and what they're able to accomplish, whew. Time to bring it all around here at the tail end of America tonight. We started off talking about the president and the fact that the president has said yes to nuclear power. How about that? That's huge. The fact that we're talking about nuclear power plants again. This has been 3 decades since we've seen a new power plant, and talking about 2 of them in Georgia is big, and nuclear power in general. I'm sure that the White House switchboard is blowing up right now with people who are furious, all the environmentalists, not happy with what was said earlier today down in Georgia. Tom in Kansas, you have the floor. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. I just want to thank you because I have a hard time getting stuff out sometimes. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, you sound great. Don't worry about it.
And this is for Al in Canada, a little bit more specifically on where Ithaca is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 60 miles southwest of Syracuse.
60 miles southwest of Syracuse. That's a good description. At the northern part of the...
toward Rochester and Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
but south of there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just thought I'd nail it down for him a little closer, okay?
I think that's very good, Tom. Thank you. Do we have some applause for Tom? He is our MapQuest here on the show. We're going to officially call him MapQuest Tom. Because it wouldn't be any good if I was giving you directions. I'd just tell you, you go up the belly of the beast, make a right by the deli, and then a left-hand turn over there. Seriously, that's how I give directions. So it was good that Tom told us that. Tom, thank you. Yep. Are you good at directions, Matt? Are you good at specific, like, southwest,
I'm
northeast?
I'm pretty good. I got a decent sense of direction.
Really? I mean, not like the... See, this is an East Coast thing. In the East, there's no compass to be had. You just know where you're going. Somebody says, go down the Schuylkill Expressway. Then you make, 2 rights and a left, and you're right by Ficarra's Deli. Then when you go by the deli, you'll pass 2 shoe stores.
This is the big male-female debate, and that's always females give directions by landmarks. Guys give directions like north-south, east-west, street names, that kind of thing.
Really?
You haven't noticed that?
I don't know. I'm going to pay attention now, closer to that, if that is a gender thing. I wouldn't doubt that, really, honestly. I wouldn't doubt that men, because that would seem right, men would be more technical than women.
Yeah, and women give kind of the visual, like, you know, you go down the street, and then you see the big blue house on the right, and you take a left there, and then you go, you see the mall on your left, you take a right there, and that's how they give directions.
Yeah. All right. Interesting insight. Yeah.
I've had many arguments with girlfriends and female relatives about this, so trust me, that's how it works.
Yeah, there's no question. I'd have to see if that applied to men in the East Coast, because growing up in my neighborhood, mostly that's what you would hear, but I'll have to check around. I'll have to ask and see if it would be more specifically the same thing that I'm just not picking up on when it comes to miles. Like you just heard Tom MapQuest Kansas there tell us exactly how many miles Ithaca was from Syracuse and Rochester and Buffalo and that whole area in there. And I was more vague, like, oh, it's in the northern part, you know, of New York, which that would fall into the category of me giving directions. I have a good sense of direction. I can get anywhere when someone tells me, but I am definitely about the landmarks. You'd have to tell me the landmarks, and then I know where I'm going. If you start telling me how many miles from this, and of course you can do that. You can look at the odometer, but that wouldn't be my strength. It would be more the specific landmarks, and I would be able to get there for sure. You can flip me an email, as you know, and I like to say constantly on this show, about any of the things that we've talked about, whether it's the metal count or global warming, or because climate legislation is sure to be stalled by what we've seen happen in the last couple of days with the big UK Dr. Phil Jones going off on the BBC interview, pretty much admitting that a lot of the information that's out there is not correct. Will he, in this investigation after these emails were released, will he end up doing jail time? That'll be a fun story to follow. And it does really sink the ship of a lot of people who are all about the global warming merchandise, pushing off the whole thing. You got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do that. And it'll only cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. Going to leave you with this one, the Spanish proverb, the man who has a trade may go anywhere.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.